Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Quinton Hight Podcast. This time I'm going to be telling you about the time that I went to the United States for the first time and the insane stuff that happened backstage. If you're watching this video on video, that's not what I was going to say. If you're watching this podcast on video, you might notice that my hair looks super oily. I don't want anyone to talk about it because there's oil in it. I've put a substantial amount of oil in my hair. This was a proper choice. I'm not even kidding, actually. I did that on purpose, but it doesn't look great. But I wanted to get this episode out anyway. Oh my God, this is going well. I'm alone today. It's been a long day because I've been doing a lot of cool things for videos. We're working on several really interesting main channel videos. I'm so excited to show you guys. God, we're doing some really interesting stuff, like some actual like journalism, like almost we're going like undercover in all of these like locations and companies. It's crazy if it works out. I feel like I'm hyping it up a little bit too much. Ah, you know what? Screw it. Okay, so as you may or may not know, I went to the United States once in my life, and this was at the end of September. And I came back on October 1st. And this is, it was in Los Angeles because there is an event there every year called VidSummit, which is basically an event where all the biggest YouTubers come together to talk about YouTube. So like Mr. Beast is there, Ryan Trahan is there. I talked to him briefly. Lovely dude. Eric, you know, all of the, you know, the big players in the field, they're all, you know, kind of chilling there and talking about YouTube. So super exciting for me. I've been wanting to go for ages, and I was actually going to go last year, but then due to COVID, I wasn't allowed into the United States, and they kind of were nice enough to change my ticket, so I was allowed to go this year. So I was excited. I had packed my stuff. I had gotten my visa, and I was going to go from the Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam to the Dallas Airport in Texas to LAX Los Angeles Airport. And I'd never flown to, oh my God, my hair is horrible. Like if you're watching like video, this is genuinely insane. Like this is You know what? I'm putting on my hoodie. Cold apparel coming in clutch. Cold.shop, we're dropping a lot of the designs soon. We're getting rid of a bunch of designs, we're gonna get new ones, etc. But that's not important right now, we're not doing an ad rate. So yeah, I was gonna go fly pretty early in the morning. And it already started off really rocky because the train system in the Netherlands has been horrible. And when I was gonna go from Jesper's house, because it was in Jesper's house, to the airport in Amsterdam, the train just didn't go anymore. Like it just stopped and I had to Uber with like a bunch of strangers from the second to last stop to like the airport, which was already kind of expensive, like an extra expense that I didn't want to do because it's also just stupid. Just fix your trains. Oh my God. But that's a different story. So I went over there and I had never done a layover before. I had never had to do a transfer for my flight from, you know, like I had to have to do in Texas. So I was talking to this guy on the airport. I just talked to him because I heard that he was from the US and I was like, hey, listen, weird story. I've never transferred on a plane. I've never had a layover. Could you run me through that? And he was like, yeah, sure. What are you going to do? So I was like, okay, so first, I have a 13-hour flight to Dallas. And then I have a 1.5-hour layover for a 3-hour flight to LA. And he looks at that and he goes, oh my God, they've given you only 1.5 hours of layover time in Dallas? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, well, I don't know. Maybe you'll make that. I was like, what? Oh, he's like, yeah, nah. It's a little tricky. It was like, what happens if I miss it? Do I have to pay for like a new flight? And they're like, and he's like, no. If you miss it and it's not your fault because there's like a delay or something, or they just didn't book it right, they just give you a free next flight. I was like, oh, okay, that's fine then. So I get on the flight, flight's fine. I get to Dallas, but we've already had like some delays, and instead of 1.5 hours, I have like 1 hour. So I walk up and I have to go through immigration, and I'm confused because I'm like, no, this is a layover. I'm going to LA. This is not my final stop. And they're like, no, immigration. I'm like, okay. So there's multiple lines. And I'm like, okay, I have an ESTA visa. That's like the visa you do when you go just like as a tourist. And I go up to like a guard. I'm like, okay, which of these lines do I have to take for a European ESTA visa? And of course he says, I'm sorry? Oh, yeah, some other line. Yeah. Yeah, no, so that line right there. Yeah, okay, so obviously I had to ask someone else because I had no clue what he said. So I'm in that line, and I'm in that line for super long. It takes ages and ages and ages, and at some point, I miss my flight. Long story short, basically, that line took super long. Then because I had to go through customs, I had to go through customs again. So they had to like check my bags, check my like passport, check my flight and everything. And I'm just confused because at that point I'm like, why are you making me do all this when it's not my final stop? But apparently this is a thing in the US where like your first touchdown in the country, you have to do all of that. And then afterwards, you don't have to do like any more passport checks. So when I got to LA, I didn't have to do any more passport checks. But I remember because I got through like the whole lines to customs, and she was like, boarding pass, please. The TSA was a little grumpy at me. I'm just going to say it. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Here's my boarding pass. And I show it on my phone, and she scans it and a red light goes off. And I'm like, what? She's like, oh, yeah, we don't accept this one. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, this is not right. So you either have to like refresh it or have it printed at our printing booth all the way on the other side. And at this point, I still thought I was going to make my flight, right? And I was like, how am I going to refresh it? I don't have internet here. She was like, oh, okay, I don't know, go print it. I'm like, God dang it. So I have to go all the way over to the other side. There's this lady. I'm like, okay, I need to get my, is my mic still okay? Yeah. I have to get my flight. Can you please print me my pass? And she's like, oh yeah, sure. What airport are you going to? And I'm like, oh, LA. And she starts laughing. And I'm just standing there like, huh? And she's like, no, what airport? LA obviously has multiple. I'm like, I don't know that it has. I didn't know that. I've never been. This wasn't as obvious to me as it is to you, not only a native to the country, but also an airport employee. And she just starts laughing and laughing. I'm like, yeah, this is all really funny. It's LAX, print it, please. And she's like, okay. She prints it. I have to go through line again, through TSA again. I ended up having to take a train on the inside of the airport because it was so big. Finally got there. And she's like, oh, sir, were you going to be on the LA flight? I'm like, yep. She's like, nope, that just closed. I'm like, ah. So I had to go all the way to the other side of the airport to like book a new flight. And they gave me a new flight pretty quickly, etc. But it took me like a total of, I think I've been traveling for like 20 hours at that point when I touched down in my hotel. Because the thing is, when I was waiting in Dallas after finally getting my new ticket, I got an email from my hotel that my credit card had declined. Because I recently got a new credit card and it's the absolute worst of all time. Because about 50% of the time, it just decides to not pay. Which, you know, is its entire purpose. So I'm there, you know, panicking. I don't have any means of calling them because I don't have an American SIM. I barely have any internet connection because I'm on airport Wi-Fi at that point. There's just almost nothing I can do. So I have an American friend, his name is Jared. I texted him, I was like, fella, please help. He calls them up, he checks. I finally get to the airport. I'm sorry, not the airport, my hotel. I'm super tired. Their reception is on the outside of the building. It's like this little cubicle, but it faces outside. Like there's no lobby. It's like an old apartment complex. Like every room door, like every hotel room also faced like a balcony, like a long balcony and not like a hallway. Like you just, there was no inside. You just had like the rooms and just like, that's it. There was no like lobby. There was no like kitchen, anything. It was, and it wasn't even cheap. It was pretty expensive too. So I go there. He's like, okay, can you show me your credit card? I'm like, no, because I hadn't brought it because I had already put it into the website. And in the Netherlands, we don't really use credit cards a lot. And he's like, oh, well, you got to pay. I'm like, why is this not clear on the website? But I ended up being saved by Apple Pay because Apple then basically takes the money out of my account and then promises the receiver, so the hotel, that they're going to get it. So it's like trusted because it's Apple. So I ended up being able to pay the whole thing with my watch. And I was so happy. I was like, yep, thank you. Thank you for the card. I just came inside. I just flopped down. I was like so tired. It was a pretty room, by the way. There was a surprising amount of Beatles. Just kind of walking around, I gotta say. But it was a pretty room. It was a good room. Drank some tap water, immediately threw it up almost because it tasted very bad. And I sought out a Target, bought some bottles of water, ran into like an old guy. He asked me, where are you from? I said, I'm from the Netherlands. He was like, oh, I've always been traveling, but I've always purposefully avoided that place. And I say, why? And he's like, well, you guys promote prostitution and I'm a Catholic. And I'm like, I don't know what to say to that. I don't know how to answer that question or like remark. Like, what else do you say to that except for, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, no. I had the biggest jet lag of my life because it's like 9 hours behind the Netherlands. And I was just consistently super tired for the first couple days, but the event wasn't until like a few days later. At that point, I was a little bit more used to it. And it was so sick. It was just 2.5 days of being around YouTube nerds. And keep in mind, we had all paid $1,000 to be allowed into the event. Like the ticket to the event itself was $1,000. So everyone there is really serious. So it was $1,000 ticket. The flight was like 400, 45. It was surprisingly cheap because I had a layover. And on my way back, I had 2 layovers, which kind of sucked, but it's fine because I didn't miss any flights that time. Yeah, and like the stay in the hotel was like another like 6. So I think I paid like a total of like $2,000 to be allowed to go there and do that. But it was so fun. I made like these great connections. I learned so many things and people were complimenting me all the time. There were a few people, they said to me, and if you know me, which I assume you do, because you're watching this podcast, and it's really only mostly made for people that already know me. A few people there said to me, wow, I can see you be like the next Mr. Beast. And I told them, you don't know how big of a compliment that is to me. You do not know. And they were like, yeah, your ideas are good. Like, obviously, like there's room for loads of improvement. Because if I was already super good, the videos on the main channel would get infinitely more views, right? Like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like, oh, yeah, no, I'm just really good. But for some reason, I just don't get views. No, there's still room for infinite improvement. But people there really honed down that I have a lot of potential. And that made me so happy. And also, at some point, I was walking the street. This was my last day there. I was walking to Target again. I don't even remember what for. No, that's not true. I was walking to In-N-Out Burger because everyone in California told me to go to In-N-Out Burger. It was delicious, but also probably took off a few years of my life. Because that is most food that I had there, by the way. It was either 50-50. It was either really bad. Like the chocolate there is just inedible. I'm sorry, Americans. Your chocolate is inedible. I cannot. It is not good. And also Subway there wasn't good. I love Subway. Subway there tasted odd. Other things, though, I also had a Mr. Beast burger because Mr. Beast was at the event and he was like giving away Mr. Beast burgers. Most of the food there was delicious, but felt really unhealthy, but so tasty. And I was going to In-N-Out Burger to do that. I was walking the street and this guy walks past me and I have my AirPods in and he just like turns around and he shouts at me. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And he goes, I love your shirt. And I'm like, oh, well, thank you. And then we just continue walking. That was sick. That was awesome. Gee, what else happened? So much happened, but this story is just not chronological. I'm just kind of going at it like as we were going along. The event was super interesting. I learned like a lot of interest. I have like 14 pages worth of notes that I was just making. Like a creator will be like, so, and then I did this with my thumbnail to get more clicks. And I'd be like, oh my God, that is brilliant. And it's really working. It's really working already. Like when I look at the back end of the main channel video. So, you know, the stuff that I can see that you can't see, like actual stats, where people come in. Stuff is going really well. Stuff is going exceptionally well. And I have like this whole new strategy. What I want to do, I want to do more. I want to try and do like a properly made YouTube video every other week, like we always used to do, but also have like some really like well-made shorts. Like short, basically, because sometimes I have like a YouTube video idea where it's really funny, but there's no way you can fill like 8 minutes with that where it's still funny. It's like 3 at max. And then I'm like, if I just compress that and I make it into a short, you can still hopefully enjoy the idea without, you know, having it stretched the hell and back. And shorts are finally good now because they used to be kind of ass, but now they're good. I don't know a single person who watches them. Like, who is scrolling the YouTube Shorts tab? Like, I love YouTube Shorts when, like, someone I watch posts them. I'm like, oh, you posted a short, I'll watch it. But I have never in my life actively chosen to, like, just, oh, let me just sit down for a little 30 minutes and scroll the Shorts tab. I think this will happen more often in the future, maybe. I'm thinking, like, how much of that is just always just going to be reused on TikTok, and I'm just going to have seen it on TikTok first. But, you know, Most of the time when I want short form content, I'll go to TikTok if I'm being real with you. But there was just so much cool stuff. You might know that I really like the creator Ryan Trahan. We're actually working, can I say this? I mean, I can, it's my channel, but like, you know, we're working on a video that somehow references him, but we've been doing that for so long because a lot of stuff is going wrong on that video, just insanely wrong on that video. So we're still working on that. But he got like a super like big surge of new subscribers when he did a video where he traveled the entirety of the US on a penny. So he had one penny, $0.01, $1 cent, and he used that to create more money essentially, and then used that to travel, which is really cool. And he gave me a penny, not me specifically. It was like the people that were in that room at the moment. He was like kind of like pulling an Oprah, like, look under your chair, you've all gotten one penny. It's like, it was like funny, but I took it home. I have that $1 penny and I'm gonna frame it because he's my second favorite YouTuber. My first is obviously Mr. Beast. He's my second favorite YouTuber, and I think it's gonna be a real fun way of looking at that and just being like, heck yeah. It's like a little extra bit of drive. I don't know. Maybe it's stupid, but I really liked it. I took it home. I do gotta say, by the way, there were a lot of differences about the Netherlands versus the United States. One of which being, I went to McDonald's because I was just like, you know, McDonald's is from this country. I wanna try it. So I get down there and I order my stuff and I order a small soda. He just goes, yeah, that's all right, and turns around. I'm like, do you not want to know what soda I'm going to get? And he looks at me and he's like, no, that's okay. Because just for context, if you're from the US, here in the Netherlands, you order a drink, they ask you which one you want, and then they tap it, they pour it into the cup for you because the soda machine is behind the counter. In the US, it is apparently for you to tap. You just get the cup, you choose how much ice you want in it, and then you choose your soda at a machine. I didn't know this. So I'm just like, wait, you don't? And he's like, no, of course not. It's fine. You can do whatever. And then he puts an empty cup down, and I just look at it, and I'm like, is this man just pranking me? And a guy behind me is like, oh, hey, where are you from? I'm like, Netherlands. He's like, ah, I see you're looking confused. You can pour your own drink right over there. And I'm like, oh my God, that makes sense. Because I was just like, are you just giving me an empty cup just for giggles? I was super confused about that, but it was funny in hindsight. I do gotta say, I loved the one-stop shop aspect that the US seemed to have. Meaning that almost every store sells everything. Like at some point I went to a 7-Eleven, which is basically just like a smaller convenience store, but it had everything. Because I had walked in, because I had like, if you don't know this, when I was 14, or like 13, 14, I had major germophobia. Like I had to go into therapy for years for that. It's mostly gone, mostly being the keyword. One of the things I cannot do is be in a hotel and sit with my bare butt on a toilet unless I disinfected myself. I cannot stand that. So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna buy some disinfected alcohol. I'm gonna buy some snacks. I'm gonna buy some water because their tap water was disgusting. So I walk into 7-Eleven expecting them to have like the snacks and the drinks. It had everything. It had disinfectants. It had, well, the other things I listed. This turned into a super boring anecdote. It's really, well, you know what I also noticed? This is like a weird, like 18 plus thing I noticed at the 7-Eleven. Right next to like the disinfectant, there were condoms. That's not inherently the weird thing, but the majority of the condoms were large condoms. But that makes no sense because statistically, the people that need large, like the actual like large condoms is like, what was it again? I think like one in 238 guys or something. One in 238 guys, why is your stock, like, are your shelf stocked for those people like 80 times? Because there were like 8 rows of those and like 3 normal ones. That just seems like bad business. That just seems like it's not smart, you know? Just for clarification, I didn't buy any condoms. I wasn't doing anything like that over there. Though I do gotta say, I did pretty well on dating apps there. And this is the story of my life. Because the further you go from the Netherlands, the more likely someone is to be interested in me. So this is really funny that I'm saying this because it reminds me of like this funny thing that happened at some point where someone kind of took that phrase, because I've said that before, and made it into something completely different and said that I claimed that I... he claimed that I once said the further away someone lives, the hotter she is to me. It's not what I said. It's just that most of the time, Dutch girls are not into me. But outside of the Netherlands, especially the further you go, people suddenly are more interested in me, which is weird when you think about it, but maybe not really. I don't know. I also went to one of the malls, you know, like one of the super big malls, and I ate Chipotle. Chipotle was I'm sorry. Remember how I said like most things felt unhealthy? Chipotle, delicious, and it felt healthy. I wish I had gotten it multiple times, but I wanted to go to like a new place every day because I just wanted to experience things. Chipotle has to come to the Netherlands. Chipotle was awesome, great, other synonyms. I wanted it here. I want it here still. It was so good. It was not even that crazy expensive, which is insane because LA was so expensive. At some point I was smelly. So I thought, you know what? I'm buying new deodorant because I wasn't able to bring anything because you can't take it on a plane, blah, blah, blah. $9 for deodorant? That's like, because the dollar and the euro is like the same now. So that's like 9 euros. And that was a cheaper option. I saw cans that were like $12.50. There's no way I'm paying $12.50. At some point, I was meeting up with like a YouTube friend that I've known for like 7 years at this point. She's popping now, by the way. And we go out for dinner. And this is where like there's another like cultural difference. Because in the US, you're supposed to like tip. In the Netherlands, a tip is more of like a, you know, if you want to be nice, you just give them a little bit extra. There is kind of like required, but no one seems to agree on how much, because I've asked like 8 people because I didn't want to be like the rude like tourist, you know, I wanted to be the good guy. So I'm like, okay, what is the percentage that you're supposed to tip? I've heard 10%, 15%, 20%, 30%. Everyone had like a difference. It was like, oh, 30 is when it's really excellent. And someone else goes, no, 30 is normal. 40 is when it's excellent. And then someone else is like, no, 15 is when is normal. 20 is when it's excellent. And then someone else is like, what? 20 is what I do when I hate the place. And I'm like, okay, so none of you guys seem to know. So I was just scared, you know, all the way through. But also their waiting staff kind of comes up to you like every 5 minutes and just goes, is everything okay here? Does anyone need anything? And I was talking to this girl, her name's Donna. And halfway through, I was like, why does our waitress keep interrupting? And she's like, she's a waitress. I'm like, they just keep doing that? Because here, whenever someone like comes over, or like when, I'm sorry, whenever you want something, they don't come over. You just kind of like wave your hand and then they come over because you're having a conversation. But there, they just kind of like check in on you, which is not for me. Like, I understand that some people might love that. It's not for me because I love to hear myself talk. And having that interruption every time to me was just kind of like, ooh, don't do that. That's not vibes. I do gotta say, I really, really enjoyed it. It's probably, you know, it's obviously, like, I can't tell you what it's like to live there. I can't tell you what it's like to be there for a long, because I was only there for a week. Like, obviously, I can't be like, oh man, I could totally see myself living there. But purely based on that experience and just how much opportunity there was for content, I could see myself stay a few years in at least some areas of the US. But I would have to sort out my finances a little bit better because, you know, I get sick sometimes and I've heard that, you know, getting sick over there is pretty expensive. And I don't think I'd be able to afford that. Something I liked a little bit less is how hard it was to get around if you don't have a car. Because I didn't have a car and I refused to pay for Uber. So at some point I wanted to go to a mall. And it was an hour walk. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to walk because I like walking. I didn't really think about the fact that the Netherlands is a very flat country. The US is not. So I had to walk up and down hills in like 26 degree heat. So it was super warm. And I was just like, this was a bad idea. But it was fun to just kind of like look around the neighborhoods. It was very stereotypically like you see in the movies. Like LA, which is obvious because there's like a lot of movies that are filmed there, but it was exactly the way, like if you've not been there and you picture it, it's exactly that, but it was very nice. I had zero allergies there, by the way, like the plants there do not give me allergies. It was lovely. And I hate heat, but even like 25, 24 degrees there, which here I find abhorrent, was very doable. I was like not hating that. I mean, I still like the cold a little bit more, but I don't know. I'm so sorry. I just keep burping for some reason. I didn't hate it at all. I don't know. I would love to go back, maybe a little bit longer, maybe to some other places in the US, just kind of like check it out. It's just, that's what I like about the US. It's, you have more opportunity when it comes to content than here. And I'm not saying, you know, we lack opportunity in that sense. It's just that the Netherlands is very bureaucratic, but it's also very densely populated in a small amount of area. So if I'm like, you know, I've never wanted to do this, but it's just an example. Imagine I wanted to light up a giant firework. That's essentially just a little, it's an explosive, right? In the Netherlands, you can't do this because there's no like clear area where you can blow something like that up without potentially hurting a person, property, someone's ears, you know? And if you want to do that, like here, maybe the only place would be like a military test ground. But you know, how are you going to get to a military test ground? You'd have to like get like a million forms. They'd have to like check on you, etc. In the US, it's just kind of like, you know, there's just a bunch of empty spaces in like deserts. And if you want to do that kind of stuff, they just basically ask you like, ah, can you like give me a little heads up on that? You give a little heads up. They're like, okay, cool. Does any of you have any sort of license? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, okay, that's fine. I mean, obviously I'm romanticizing it a little bit, but stuff like that, it just allows for more creativity because you got more space, if you make sense. Now, the upside we do have here in Western Europe is, I can get around Europe to other European countries pretty cheaply. So that's a thing that I have on, you know, that you wouldn't have in the US. But I don't know. I enjoyed it over there. I would love to take Jesper there at some point and just be there and we make some videos. I think that would be pretty sick. But yeah, obviously you can't over romanticize it because, you know, I was only there for a week. So I'm not going to be there like, oh yeah. Because I know a lot of people who also went there for the first time. And they're just kind of they're like, oh yeah, you know, this is the place to be. I love it. I'm moving here immediately. I'm like, fella, you've only been here for like what? Just as long as I have, right? You know, I met some Dutch people there at the event as well. And you know what they did to me? This is the worst thing ever. So I live in the north of the Netherlands. And as you may or may not know, the Netherlands as a country is pretty small. It's like very small. Like you can get through from top to bottom in like 4 hours. For some reason in the Netherlands, everyone tends to believe that the country is like massive or something. Because whenever I say to anyone who's not from the north that I am from Groningen, that's where I live, they go like, oh my God, all the way from over there, from the, like all the way up north. And I'm like, fella, we live like an hour or like 2 hour car ride from each other. What are you on about? This is super close by. I was in LA talking to some Dutch people and they were like, oh, where are you from? I'm like, oh, I'm from Groningen. And they go, oh my God, all the way from over there. My camera just stopped recording halfway through the punchline. That sucks so hard. But yeah, all the way from over there as if we aren't both on the other side of the world. Like the only difference is that I had to like take a little bit of a longer train trip to the airport than you. A little bit longer. Because especially one was from The Hague. That's like an hour still, I think, to the airport. And I think from my house to the airport is 2 hours. So I had to travel 1 hour longer than you have. I'm not far. They're acting like I'm in some sort of like the North Pole or something. But yeah, it was a great time. I learned so many fun things. I met a lot of really cool people. I met some YouTubers that I talked to in private that I finally saw in real life. And I saw Mr. Beast on stage. Couldn't talk to him. Very sad. But I talked to Ryan. I think that was pretty sick. So I could go on about this for a long, 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 long time. But I'm going to end it here. Thank you so much for listening and or watching. I would love for you to follow the podcast. And I'd also love to see you next time. Bye-bye.